So when you arrived
in Liverpool,
you were met
by a Mr. Overton, who was also from the group of Christadelphians who had arranged to bring people, children over, boys and girls. And there were quite a few in Ashby-de-la-Zouche, but I only met one couple because I was asked by the Dixons, what would you like to do? And I said, could I go back to school? Oh, no, no, you're over 14, girls over 14 don't need to go to school anymore. But I was asked, would I like to earn some pocket money? And of course, when you're a guest in somebody's house, you say, yes, thank you. And I would have loved to go into, I've always been interested in medicine, and I would have loved to go into nursing. But Mrs. Dixon put me off very quickly. No, 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 you need to wash walls and you don't want to do that. I have a feeling she was afraid I might have to go and live with them. And she was all right, but Mr. Dixon was much kinder. And
how long did you spend there then? How long did you stay?
Not very long. It was a matter of a few weeks, and they found me a job as a children's nurse in a huge house. Well, we eventually came to, there was Patrick, who was 18 months old, and I became charge, well, looking after Patrick.
So you were a nanny?
I beg your pardon?
You were a nanny.
I was a nanny, well, so-called nanny.
Yeah.
The young couple who had Patrick, because war was imminent, moved in with the in-laws, who lived in a huge house in Sneerston. When I say a huge house, in those days, to have a swimming pool in your garden was not exactly a little house or poor people, and there were other staff. The listeners were very kind to me and treated me very well.
Were they Christadelphians?
No, they were not Christadelphians. But they were very kind. But there was other staff, because it was at such a huge house, other staff. And I think they felt why, as far as they were concerned, Jewish didn't come into it. I don't think they'd ever met any Jewish people. But as far as they were concerned, I was German. And that did not stand me in good stead. So they felt probably, why does a stupid German girl have a job looking after a little boy when one of their friends probably could have had the job?
How did you learn English then?
Well, I had a little English at school, and it helped me, and that was another thing that was held against me. How can I look after a little boy who's learning to speak the language, and my English was not perfect?
Right, so a lot of people around were feeling resentful.
Very resentful. But the listeners were fine. The listeners were very kind, and because I looked after Patrick, I had breakfast with the family, and that was held against me, and afternoon tea, I looked after Patrick, and I had afternoon tea with the family. But my other job was obviously to wash Patrick's nappies. In those days, we did not have throwaway nappies. We had nappies that had to be washed, and I did that.
So I sense at that time then you were quite happy and content in one area of your working life there.
Yes, quite happy there.
But you were aware that there were people around you that were a bit resentful about
having
that
position.
Yes, but
I had a job, I was quite happy there, and Mr. Dixon would pick me up on my half day and take me back. I was in the Dixon's house on my half day, and Mrs. Dixon would take me out shopping if I wanted anything.
So you were treated fairly?
Yes, I was treated very fairly.
All right, so then what happened from there?
From there,
you were in England, you were working for this family.
Family.
And things were going along. The war was on.
Yes.
Did you have any other contact at that time with any of the other Jewish refugees?
No, none at all. I didn't have any contact at all. My half day was spent with the Dixons, and at night I was taken back again to my workplace. And I did hear a week before war broke out that my parents managed to get to this country. And they were brave enough to come as domestics.
They made it out then, and they got over here.
They got, yes, at least they got to this country. And eventually they found a job in West Kilbride, which is not far from Glasgow. Mm-hmm. And when they were settled there, that was about 10 months later, I would like to be near you. Can you get me a job near you? And that's how I got to Scotland.
I see. Okay, so you were sort of nearly the best part of a year then down in England.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Your parents, they came over and they came to West Kilbride.
That's right.
Yes. You came up here to join them.
That's right. Right.
So this would have been what, around about 1941?
1941.